And now I'd like to invite Sister Mohini to speak to us. And the topic for today is dealing with my feelings in a changing world. I know we say that we are stable and unshakable, but sometimes the heart does flutter a bit. And sometimes it's not easy to see situations and accept what's going on. So thank you, Sister Mohini, for giving us your time.
Om Shanti. Can you all hear me? Yes? Actually, I was looking forward to see you all. Such a big family there. But suddenly I kind of got infection or whatever, the throat. My voice is little bit different, and I will try to speak. I was listening to the last part of Brother Charlie's class. There are two words he was using, word processing, and there is another word called churning, reflections. I think when we come to Baba, one thing we all learned is churning the knowledge. Because once Baba said that we should start churning a bucket of water, whether you call it processing or so, what will come out of that? You will be tired, because if there is water and you are churning water, so nothing is visible there. But if you sit with a bucket of milk and churn it, what will emerge? Butter. So you always have to look at where my thoughts are engaged. The present situations in the world are critical. The feelings of old animosity, very deep feelings of revenge, and then anger, ego, all these mixed feelings create present situation. I don't want to go on details, but it's very, very clear. And Baba says that there will be time where, without any reason, there will be bloodshed. No reason. But they create the reason. So it has changed into kind of huge involvement of, yes, physically maybe 10, 11 countries, but mentally, emotionally, the whole world. Even our brothers, sisters are not able to reach their destination because a lot of routes of airlines are not safe to fly. So some are rerouting, refueling, so that they can go by other route, like Air India, many airlines, Lufthansa, some are flying. But what we have to do at this time, there was a question of, in difficult time, how much we should know, how much news we should listen to. it is all right to get information. Maybe you or your friend, somebody is traveling or... So we have information, whatever little. But if we are very much engaged, our intellect and mind, our conversations, and who is right, who is not right, what should happen, shouldn't happen. Have to be detached observer. And we didn't know it will start suddenly. But then when we see anything, we know Baba has said, all this will happen. It will happen suddenly, and you children should be ever ready. That is why I remember that the Janakis, one of the habit was, wherever you leave the place, you leave in such a way that even if you don't return there, everything is okay. In which there are two things. One is personal. Like I always say that everyone should have a second signature in the bank. Everything you have, if you want to use it in worthwhile way for yajna, then it should be also properly taken care of. Because sometimes our intellect is pulled towards what we have just left. But if I have done it in a very proper way, then our intellect will not be pulled. So I had been always advising, suggesting that of course we are detached and we know everything belongs to Baba. But look at the Brahma Baba. Brahma Baba had so much wealth, right? And when he got distaste from this old world, he didn't leave everything and came out. But he properly asked his partner that I will not continue to do business. So you take half of the business because you are my partner. And then he said to Baba, but you are more experienced. You are more good in business. So Baba says, okay, take extra so that you are satisfied. So Baba gave to his partner. And Baba had many, many big houses. Mm-hmm. I think Brother Shirley had gone and some other sisters. They went for call of time there. And they were able to visit Kunj Bhavan and all those old buildings, which now are used for different purposes, because when we were moving from Karachi to India, they sold everything, but they didn't have, they sold everything, but they are big houses, good location. This is what they shared with us. So he sorted out everything, and we cannot call it, but why he had so much interest and properties or wealth or business. No, he was sorting out so that whatever he had in his name should be used for God's service in a worthwhile way. So whenever think of doing anything on a physical level, I look at Brahma Baba. What Baba did. And it's very clear that I am not using my dictates of mind or manmat. But what Baba did and what is the Srimad. So Baba gave many suggestions, advices, and would in practical life what should be done. So we also have to be centered, whether it is for personal, even if, you know, Ramesh Bhai used to tell us, even just you have a suitcase with some clothes, but you should still write a will. Because one dadi, she was surrendered for almost 30 years or so. So what else she would have, because she came, she surrendered, and of course everything was used to sustain the yagya. So when she left body, then her children came. And first thing they are asking, what did she leave for us? So anyway, there were certain very smart actions that they didn't move everything, left everything as it was. So when they came, told them, well, this is all she had. What I'm saying that, you know, in the Laukik world, inheriting property, getting property, all that is really kind of deep interest. So even she had nothing, but they could imagine after 30 some years what she took, and she lived for 30 years. So when Baba said, follow me, understand Srimad. So we take care at both levels. What should be our stage spiritually? And what on a physical level I should be prepared for and be ever ready. So I know that Jagdish Bhai and some stories that we hear, Jagdish Bhai was not well for quite a while. So as soon as he came to know, he went in his closet. And he had little gifts, you know. In BK world, it's a common tradition to share the gifts. So we also share further. So whatever he had, good pen or a silver glass or something, he started giving as gifts. Because he said, what will I do now? So I'm not dying. Just feel that our intellect shouldn't be pulled. Whereas whatever was there belongs. And of course, if you are traveling, you have something also with you. So that is kind of practically suddenly and ever ready. Because it's a vast subject of suddenly and ever ready. Now, seeing the situation, you know what to my feeling. I think that I would I won't have any thoughts about what is happening. But me feeling too at this time that I have guide at this time, and I have to be light at this time. Guide in the way that Baba says, you have to show the to the liberation to everyone. So very, very good elevated feelings for both parties, for the victims and for one who attacks. Feeling about this leader, other leader, you know. I said, well, I have many, many good wishes, because even if you know that person did wrong and is a bad person, has a lot of anger or ego, but that soul also requires good wishes, good feelings, so that it can touch something. It touches my feelings, reach him, so that his heart can change. Even Baba has told us it will happen, because it's not people fighting each other, it's the vices. Baba might call it Maya, but it's like Raman emerging in them. So, for your own self, for my own self, I suggest everyone, even if you are trying to get information, get minimum, because lot of our thoughts go into happenings, then our service to them. Brahma Baba, it's a small situation or big, was like lighthouse, might house. Baba will walk in the courtyard where he is resting in that little space outside his room on a cot. He's giving what he says. One word we use is Sakash. Other word is Prakash. Before we used to say give light to everyone. And now we say give light and might. Because every light has a might, no power. 16 voltage, 100, whatever, it's the power. So I also just become lighthouse, lighthouse, so that the wandering souls, those who are suffering, those who are very much full of anger and revenge, all get vibrations, and they could feel, like we are seeing so many different kinds of missiles and many, many weapons are being used. But on the other side, we should also send our rockets of love, rockets of peace, rockets of Baba's remembrance. And also, being lighthouse, lighthouse, let the souls be guided. I know it's few weeks ago, Baba had been talking about a guide for liberation and liberation in life. That they have to get liberation. So, they have to go home. And once Baba had also said that, because a lot of people come to me, how long you think this can continue? I mean, I can't predict, but one thing I could just say, that which Baba had said, that Baba is getting is kind of rehearsal, but Baba also wants that there shouldn't be a lot of suffering. Weapons they create, whatever devices they use, should be so refined that there is no suffering. Baba doesn't want to see his children suffering. So they are experimenting, and big countries, small countries, in their own way preparing, which suddenly is happening about attack on small countries or whatever other things are happening. So it's a rehearsal. It can change into final scene of drama, but we're not ready yet. We have to be ready so that when the elements also get purified, a small kingdom begins somewhere which is not bombarded or it's like very clean. But each one of us have emerged our divine form, divine qualities. I know we all are so much into being angelic. Early morning hours and also during day, many times we take our angelic form and angels fly through the thoughts and reach wherever Baba's message is needed, Baba's help is needed. They create their presence as a bestower, as one who wants everyone to go above and fly. So we are practicing our angelic state. I have been telling in all the classes, each one of you, you are an angel. Not I am becoming angel, but you are angel. How many of you feel you are angels? Let me see hands. I want everyone to raise hand and feel that you are angel. Can you all raise hand? Because we are children of angelic father. Shiva Baba is incorporeal. I am also a soul incorporeal. Brahma Baba is angelic angel. So we all are also angels. But I always say some are still baby angels, some are adult angels, some are complete angels. We are angels. The sincerity of heart and everything we do is for self-progress, but also serving the world. When I look at every Baba's child, of course we are largest family in the world. And now I say, we are largest gathering of angels. Take a moment and feel it. We all are angels. Because of our each thought is to serve. His thought is to go beyond every situation. His thought is to be cooperative. Is there anything else we have? Our feelings and also just to serve. So don't say, I am becoming angel. I am an angel, but I am becoming complete angel. I am becoming complete angel. Like Brahma Baba. I always call him, invoke him when I need. I always say, Baba, you are my guardian angel. Please come be with me wherever I need right direction. Whether I am in a situation or I have to decide certain things, I always emerge angelic Brahma. Once somebody asked Mama, how much you remember Brahma Baba, how much you remember Shiv Baba? And she said, I can't remember single when I think of Shiv Baba. But Shiv Baba introduced himself to Brahma Baba. So you immediately will think of Brahma Baba. And when you think of Brahma Baba, you immediately think of this Shiv Baba gave us this knowledge through Brahma Baba. So Baba, both are combined. Baba wants us to be combined, but until we become combined all the time, we look at Baba as combined. How Shiv Baba with Brahma Baba sat together in the center of forehead. Very little space, but two of them stayed for so many years. And now, of course, in subtle regions, they're playing their part. Of course, concentration, connection, and relationship is with one who is the source, who is eternal parents of the soul. But immediately, through whom did Shiv Baba introduce himself? Without Brahma Baba, it wouldn't have happened. And the sacrifice of Brahma Baba is good family, good business, everything so good. And as soon as he heard the calling from Shiv Baba, he decided to surrender completely. So, we also have heard that calling. All of us. I remember that when I was a teenager, when I started, there were definitely a lot of opposition in the family, society. And that time Brahma Kumaris were not much known. Some families knew about the news of Omandali from Karachi. And heard a lot of things. Oh, there is magic in their eyes and lot of stuff. But I told them, this is God's calling. This birth is for God's service. These used to be my words. and they couldn't say anything. I will ask my mother, who is your mother? One. So he is my mother, your mother, and you are my mother of the body, right? So God is calling me for His service. And many, many of us as teenagers just came to Baba, belonged to Baba, and had been serving since then. I have completed 68 years in Baba's Yajna. Of course, got introduction of Baba when I was 11, and I came to know all the Dadis, but started living a life of service, totally only for godly service, when I was 62, when I finished my education, and my family was not worried that I said I will be independent financially, you all don't have to worry. So each one of us, our life is for service. And of course, you know, we are creating our fortune, we are doing charitable actions, we are getting blessings. All that we are receiving for what we are doing. So I always, since I came to Baba, I always felt a little angel and a little goddess. And I want each one of you go deep within to see your image. Who are you? Your inner image of an angel and a goddess or God, deity. Very beautiful, very pure, a bestower. All those qualities are so natural with all of us. At this time I am feeling you all are angels. Then I am looking again. Say, each one of you, you are very pure, you are divine. But the qualities which you all have. So, keeping our feelings very elevated in critical times is when you remember, I am at service. I am on call. If I am on call, so I am really, really ever ready. I heard that many, many of you have returned from Ahmedabad because the flights were cancelled, delayed, rerouting. But you are fortunate, right? You are very fortunate because you are at least at Baba's home, not stuck at airport, maybe few. You are welcome at Baba's home. You can have Brahma Bhujan, you can have accommodation. Everything is for you. So very, very fortunate to be at Baba's home. So our feelings have to be angelic feelings. Feelings of being a bestower. Bestower of love and peace and blessings, good wishes. I always remember whenever either I am in the midst of some situation or observing some situation, Dadi Janki said, when there is a fire, you don't watch, you become a fire engine. And you take out your big pipes to pour water, try to extinguish the fire. And I have experience of Twin Towers in New York. I was returning from Malaysia that morning. My flight landed, and one very good family came to receive me and keep telling me, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. I said, what's going on? They said, just get in the car, then we tell you. Until that time, two planes have hit the towers. So they say there is terror. No, they said there are accidents. Two planes. That time, they didn't know it's terrorist attack. But by the time, you know, we couldn't reach New York because they start closing bridges and main highways. And so we couldn't reach New York. So we thought we are in New Jersey airport. We have to stay somewhere. Either we go to hotel or... But that family had a friend. So we decided to go to them. And they were watching television in the loud voice, consistently. And I didn't want to do that. I remember what Dadi said, you have to extinguish the fire. So I will just sit with Baba and meditate. And then I know there was some brothers, especially one who was working there. So I keep sending good wishes. So whenever we are in the midst of a situation, or whenever now we are observing the situation, some might be in the midst, we are on duty as firefighters. You know, in that time hitting in the two buildings, mostly they were firefighters who left body, who died. Because the flames were so high and buildings are collapsing in minutes because fire was so strong that all the iron pipes and elevator, everything was melting. All the routes for escaping were closing down because fire. So we have to remember whatever is happening at present, what is my duty? What should I do? Just extinguish fire, right? External fire. An internal fire of anger and greed and revenge. Because it's the internal fire will give the thoughts of external fire. It's the anger, it's the ego. So we have to create such feeling of being an angel and being a deity, being a bestower, and flying with our message which Baba has given us. It's a good time for us to be in that stage and do what we have to do. So whatever is happening in the world, we are rehearsal of what I am supposed to do. So I really want all of us to be angelic and to be divine. Yeah, a little bit of conversation, not all the time. Little bit of information is important. Like when it started, then some of the brothers, they start calling me to inform me that you should know this is happening. I said, thank you. But immediately sat in Baba's room. It's really, really powerful vibrations there in Jalsrovar's harmony hall. I could just feel your silence, your peace, your angelic state, and divine form emerging. So I would like all of us to sit at least 10 minutes or whatever. It may be there. So we will practice and create the feelings of love, mercy, share God's love, share good wishes and blessings from our heart. All the souls who are victims, and even all the souls who are generating all this. So, I am happy that I could at least see you all, meet you all, which I wanted to do so much. So, my good wishes, and maintain your state. You have the opportunity to be in silence more. Lot of power of silence will be required. Just be light also, but also in silence, so that you can catch Baba's direction, but also share all those feelings and blessings with the family. Unlimited big family, spiritual family, lovely family. We are largest family in the world. A spiritual family. So let us all go in silence and emerge our form of angel and deity. Om Shanti.